1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were deceived and somehow led away to mute idols. Therefore, I am informing you that no one speaking by God's Spirit says, "A curse be on Jesus," and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are various kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of ministries, and yet the same Lord. There are various kinds of activity, but the same God, who produced all of them in everyone. Each person is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one person, a message of wisdom is given by the Spirit. To another, a message of knowledge, as the same Spirit provides it. By the same Spirit, faith is given to someone else, and to another the same Spirit gives healing gifts. Another is given power to do miracles. Another, the gift of prophecy. Another, the evaluating of spirits. Someone else, different kinds of tongues. And another, the interpretation of tongues. One and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them to each one individually as He desires. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we all were baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free people, and we were all caused to drink one Spirit. Furthermore, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, "Because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body," it does not on that account cease to be part of the body. If the ear says, "Because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body," it does not on that account cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has arranged the members in the body, each and every one of them, as He desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But as it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need for you," or again the head to the feet, "I have no need for you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are much more necessary. As for the parts of the body we consider less honorable, these we provide with more honor. We treat our unpresentable parts with more modesty, whereas our presentable parts have no such need. But God put the body together in a way that gave more honor to the parts that lack it. He did it so that there might not be any division in the body, but that the members might all have the same concern for one another. So if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. You are the body of Christ, and individually you are members of it. And God appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, healing gifts, helpful acts, leadership abilities, kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all miracle workers? Do all have healing gifts? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly seek the greater gifts, and now I am going to show you a more excellent way.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.